Blog Talk Radio.
You have tuned in to Dynamic Living Talk Show with your host, author, and coach, Sherita Phillips, broadcasting from Bowie, Maryland, every first and third Sunday at 5 p.m. Here's your host, Sherita Phillips.
Sunday, Dynamic Family, on today's episode of Dynamic Living with me, your host, Coach Sherita. I want to have a heart-to-heart with the rookie entrepreneurs. And what I consider a rookie entrepreneur is those who have been in business 1 month to a year or less, who are still learning the ins and outs of being an entrepreneur. Now, you guys know how I love sharing an experience and what I have learned from an experience. So that's what this show is about today. I'm going to pour out my heart in hopes that this will help you get past what I had to get past in order to pursue being an entrepreneur. So today I hope that by sharing my story of almost giving up on my new product so quickly that I would encourage you to stay the course with your products or your business. Okay, so here's my dilemma, or should I say here was my dilemma. I am an impatient, and I know I need to get over being impatient. This is a fault of mine that I'm working on. And oftentimes, my impatience causes me to want to throw in the towel on a new product or a new business venture. If I don't see the results I want quickly, which is, to me, when I say quickly, is 2 weeks to a month. Yes, that's right. You heard right. Quickly for me, for a new product or a new business venture, is I want to see results within 2 weeks to a month. It is at this point I jump on to another project before I even see growth in my current project. This method has caused me stress and money. Just recently, I was reading a book titled The Daily Entrepreneur, 33 Success Habits for Small Business Owners by S.J. and Rebecca Scott. Great book, by the way, so check it out. It's available on Kindle and Amazon.com. This book offers some great advice, some I knew but failed to apply daily. How many of you have done that? You know, you hear all this information, you receive the knowledge, but you just fail to apply it. So that's why I encourage people to read and read daily, because sometimes even though you know something, you may simply not be applying it. So I got to a section of the book that gave tips on how to create a podcast and its impact, but that was not what caught my attention. But it was when the author stated, you must eternally commit to the podcasting, as you must do with anything that is potentially beneficial but take some time and effort to do. You have to say to yourself, this is something I'm going to do, and this is something I'm going to keep doing. It's easy to get excited about the potential of podcasting or any other new venture and what it can do for you and your brand. The possibilities are endless, yes. Whenever you take on a new project or a new venture, the possibilities are endless, but you only if you keep at it. That paragraph changed my mindset and boosted my motivation to keep doing my blog talk show. Yes, you heard it here first. Because I was not seeing results with my blog talk show, I was actually considering dropping this from my routine, from my business. But, however, reading this book, I got motivated, and I said, you know what, I'm going to stick with it. It has not been a year, and you'll hear about that later, about it being a year later on in the program. That paragraph changed my mindset, as I said, and boosted my motivation to keep doing my blog talk show. What I want you to take away from that paragraph, like I did, is that your business and that project has the potential to be great, but only if you keep at it and don't give up. So that new project that you started, maybe you just recently wrote an e-book and you released it and you're not seeing the results that you would like to see currently, and maybe it's been longer than a month, maybe it's been longer than a year, but stay with it. Don't give up on that project, on that great idea. Have patience. Right after these commercials, I will come back and share some tips that will keep you, well, I hope will keep you focused on whatever you are contemplating on giving up on in your business.
Introducing Dynamic Empowerment featuring Coach Sherita, as she teaches women dynamic ways to get over roadblocks and be successful. Coach Sarita is author of the book, The Dynamic You Movement, designed to empower women to a dynamic breakthrough. For more information on upcoming events, please visit Sarita's website at CoachSaritaPhillip.com. That's CoachSaritaPhillip.com.
Welcome back to Dynamic Living with Coach Sarita. Here are some tips that will help you stay committed to whatever you are contemplating on giving up on your business. First, do a test of the new product before you create it. This simply means put it out there and give some, like, coming soon. This will allow you to see if there is a demand for the particular product that you are thinking of launching. And this will kind of help you figure out if that product is something that you want to launch if you don't get great feedback. Second, be patient. Give your new business venture or project or product 6 months to a year. Yes, 6 months to a year to yield results. Now, if you're starting a new business and you're just starting out, studies have shown that business success is determined within the first 5 years of being in business. So that means you at least have to stay in your business 5 years in order to start actually seeing great results and to see if it's actually going to be something that you're going to be successful at. Thirdly, marketing is a must. Do not skip or skim on this. It can hurt your bottom line. Now, let me tell you, I can truly say that the products that I have failed to market and market well were the ones that yield poor results. Going back to my blog talk show, I did not, in the beginning, I was not marketing my blog talk show. It was something that I created and sent out probably the week of the new episode. But I have learned that because I didn't market it, that is why I'm seeing a slow progress in my blog talk show. So I simply made a commitment that, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to market my blog talk show to the best of my ability. And this, you know what, this may cost you some money. Like I said, do not skim on marketing because it will pay in the long run. So I pray that this show has been beneficial to you and have provided you with some dynamic tips on the importance of staying committed to your ideas. I would love to connect with you on my Facebook fan page at www.facebook.com/CoachSaritaPhillip. One more thing. I will be hosting my second Real Talk Tour with Coach Sarita on March 21st at the South Bowie Library in Maryland at 2:30 p.m. This event is free, but you must register. This event is for ladies who are ready to talk about whatever issues that is keeping them from living their God-given purpose, and they are ready to deal with it and get over it. You can locate this event on Eventbrite or on my Facebook fan page. Again, that's www.facebook.com/CoachSaritaPhillip. Until next time, God bless you and enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
You've just listened to Dynamic Living with your host, Sarita Phillip. Be sure to tune in each and every first and third Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can connect with the host on Facebook at facebook.com/SaritaPhillip, Twitter at twitter.com/SaritaPhillip, LinkedIn at linkedin.com/SaritaPhillip, or her website at www.CoachSaritaPhillip.com.